All right. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Weekly Net number 480, I believe. Is that right? Let me look. 440, I beg your pardon. 440, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can access, you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I'm Ray, KF6GPE, and I'm located in Boulder Creek, California. And my SDF username is KF6GPE, my ham radio call sign. When you check in, we'd like your call sign, your first name, your location, and your SDF username. I see everybody on the dashboard, folks who have been through this before, but that's great. Hopefully we'll get some newcomers. This net meets every Monday night at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you call it, at Echolink 9229. That's the Decklink conference. We would like to thank Michael N0BZC for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call and wait for me to acknowledge you before we give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. I thought this week we'd talk a little bit about bands above UHF. I was curious to know what's the highest band you may have worked or if you have any interest in working the microwave bands or anything like that. I'll kick it off, and the answer is I would like to and no. My dad, actually, who was also a ham, was a microwave electronics engineer for many years. The closest thing I came to operating above 1.2 gigahertz, other than Wi-Fi, obviously, which doesn't count, was at a Cub Scout meeting where he brought a couple of the first phase lock DROs for microwave stuff. This was back in the late 70s. From work, and he demonstrated microwave voice transmission across the room. Forget why, it was some science theme thing, and as a dad, that was what he brought. But that was kind of a cool part of the trip. So, anyway, I will look at the board, and I see we have KC1TCA, PY2BIL, and AB9FJ. I think, Richard, KC1TCA, we'll start with you. You have the floor.
Hi, Ray. KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth. My SDF username is RFX. And I can't remember if I left something out there. I was, if you disqualify Wi-Fi, that sets me back because my experience might be considered extensive. I had a decent amount of experience with the amateur bands that are up in the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi range because we were using that for ArdenMesh. But again, it's just, at that point, it's just mesh networking and Wi-Fi. And so I agree with you, it doesn't count, but it is up there. Unfortunately, that is the only experience that I have above VHF, UHF, because I still have not gotten around to messing with my HF radio much. But I don't know. I'm hoping to do it this year and get some more experience with that, and then I can be a better participant. It's great to be here with you all, and I hope everyone's doing great. KC1TCAL.
Great to hear from you as well. Oh, no, Arden definitely counts. By Wi-Fi, I just meant the things you plug into your house network and your cable modem so you don't have an Ethernet frills, Ethernet cables following you around. So that's cool. All right, Guillermo, PY2BYL, good evening, good morning, what have you. Your traffic for the net, please.
Hey, thanks, Ray and everybody. Yeah, so no experience above 440, so that's UHF, typical 70 centimeters, right? So I wish I could play with that. I actually have a friend who was playing with some of those for some time, but I never could put my hands on that. So, yeah, unfortunately, nothing I can add to that, but just with the desire to do it someday. So back to you, Ray. This is PY2BAL.
Very good, very good. All right, Wayne, AB9FJ, good evening. Your traffic for the net, please.
Had to be focused. This is Wayne, AB9FJ, Urbana, Illinois, JWH on SDF. And I've always been a little bit curious about microwave stuff, but I never got motivated to actually jump into it. It's kind of the deep end of the pool, and so you don't want to go into it, half-cocked. So maybe one of these days, we'll see. I do have a friend who's really into it. He likes to go out and do microwave contesting as a rover. And he does like multiple bands, 10 gigahertz, 24 gigahertz, a whole bunch of them there. So he's really hardcore. Anyway, that's all I can think of. Back to you there, right? 89, that's it.
Thanks, Wayne. We'll pause for a couple minutes to see if anybody else joins. In the meantime, I'll say if you're curious about it, me being a book collector, there is the Microwave Experimenter's Handbook from the RSGB that I picked up, and, oh golly, given I came up with the topic, I should have brought the other book in here. The other one I may be an AWRL book or may not be. They're both older books. The Microwave Experimenter's Handbook from the RSGB you can still get. It's still in print, but of course, you have to pay shipping for it, which is an extra few bucks, pounds, whatever you want to call it. The other one I think you have to look on eBay or maybe Amazon used. And then of course there's lots of stuff for industry, but that tends to be a little bit hairier when I've actually looked at it. The RCD book is really good. It's like walks you band through band with a number of projects. And some of the things are pretty dated. But these days, as I understand it, at least at 1.2 and 2.4, it's pretty easy to get transverters. There's Down East Microwave and a couple of other vendors. So I was thinking maybe at some point in time, I've got an FD817, which I can use single sideband and CW on, and then put an attenuator after that and run a transverter through it and see how it goes. But I have to get active with a local club here, because otherwise there's probably no one to talk to. And I think, like your friend Wayne, I have to let it drop for a minute. Anyway, like your friend Wayne, I'd have to act as a rover or find people to talk to, because in the Box Canyon, all I'd end up doing is bouncing microwaves off of rocks or trees, and, that's not very interesting. All right, I think if we see nobody else join us, let's go slowly, but I'll call for rechecks just to see if any of our friends that come late come on. So, rechecks, if you'd like to call now, please go ahead.
Do you want to be a recheck?
Yeah, go ahead, Guillermo.
Yes, PY2BA. Let me touch on another subject since we have plenty of time tonight. I'm not sure, you may or may not know, that the U.S. plus Canada plus Mexico are organizing the soccer, or football as we say, World Cup, which is about to start on June 11th, and it's going to run for 40 days. That's the largest sports tournament together with the Olympics, right, that happens every 4 years. And there are 16 cities altogether, I believe, and 11 in the U.S., 2 in Canada, and 3 in Mexico. So most of this is happening in the U.S. And there is there's an event that some guys there in the U.S. have organized, which is ham-related. So they have a special event station there set up. They have a web page which I'm pasting here in the chat, and you can check it out yourself. And you have to activate these cities. They have stations in each of the cities where the game will happen. And then you make contact with them, and then you earn, I guess, a nice QSL and maybe a certificate at the end. So let me break for a second. Okay, I'm back. And I found out about this. First, it was the Amateur Radio Newsline Report who broke the news, and they actually got in touch with me personally. I know the lady there at the news desk. She's there from New York, she got in touch with me on the side and asked if I'm interested in promoting this here in Brazil, and I said yes, of course. So we're about to have an interview, and it was just probably getting at that. We'll have an interview next week or the week after, with the organizers, and we're going to stream that here locally. It's going to be a bilingual event, right? There are Americans, and the guy is an American in San Francisco, and the guys down here, they mostly don't speak English, so just Portuguese. So it's not myself doing the translation, it will be somebody else. But yeah, I'm organizing that to promote this event, and you may know or not, Brazilians won the World Cup 5 times, so they're big fans of that. So everybody's excited with that. So I just wanted to share those news with you guys. So back to you, Ray. This is QA2BA.
Oh, that's fantastic. I had no idea. That's really cool. If you would, please send an email to the SDFARC mailing list to those that aren't on the net tonight, because that would be a good thing to pass around. And, of course, I'll include the URL and the details in the chat. Thanks, Rich, for saying it's cool. It is cool. And I'll include the details in the mailing list that goes out on the net. So I will now turn it over. Anyone else would like to comment on Jeremo's news or any other topics, please call now. This is Ray, KS6GPE, Net Control, for tonight's SDFARC Net.
KC1TCA.
KC1TCA, go ahead.
Thanks, Ray. That is pretty cool. If you guys...
If you dropped, I'll let you call again, Rich.
Sorry, I cannot get used to the fact that if I switch out of this app, it drops the connection. Oh, I was just pointing out that there are QSL cards, so if you are one of the people who are interested in that sort of thing, that special event net, or special event thing for the FIFA stuff is going to have QSL cards, so that's kind of cool. KC1TCA.
That's a really good point. And actually, I'm thinking about it. I should pass this on to the local ham radio club I'm a member of, too. So I'll do that after this net. I'll send an email out to the reflectors. All right. Let's see here. Other traffic for the good of the net. Please call now. Nothing, Ern. We'll call this a short net tonight. I'll call it, say, 15 minutes with the 1, 2, 3. Oh, VK2DY. CK2DY, good to see you. Robert, we're talking about the upcoming World Cup and the special event stations that are being active for it. Why don't you check in and let us know how you're doing, please? You have the floor.
Yes, this is Robert. CK2DY. Yes, currently, the letter itself, which is very cool for this time of year. Sorry about that. We were down 4 degrees last night, which is probably almost as cold as we ever get down here. That's pretty bad for me. Occasionally we get snowy days, so it's completely winter here, and Queensland is one of those idiots, so everybody's moving towards the winter here, and we just here because it's cold. Anyway, facilities open this weekend. They're busy making next weekend, whatever you want to call it, 60th birthday welcome weekend, and that's official opening of all the ski fields. So maybe lots of people down there are skiing over the months as even for this. But it's the World Cup. Yeah, I watched the World Cup. I'm not out usually to be to get some World Cup. I don't. Is there any in Australia? Because we're not hosts. Okay, just a host. So, but I will pay attention to it. Especially now the old stars, where I'll definitely give them a check-in. Excuse me. But I'm not sure how that's going to turn out. Anyway, so I'm sure Australia is good. I'm a good hand. I'm on the system.
Thanks, Robert. You were really broken during that. We caught a little bit about the weather and the fact that you may be going skiing, the fact that you caught the World Cup, but that was about it. So I'm not sure what's going on there, because usually your path is really solid to the reflector. If you're trying a different network, or if maybe there are just gremlins in the cable back to wherever the reflector is. So anyway, this is Ray, KF6GPE, Net Control. I will call again for rechecks. Would anyone else like to check in, please? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. Well, I'll let you go get dinner or dessert or, Robert, in your case, probably breakfast or lunch. I don't do time zones well, except for Zulu and Pacific time. Anyway, I'd like to say 73 to all of you. It was good to hear everybody, and of course, we'll do this again next week. I'd also like to thank the owners of the TechLink Conference. And the net is closed as of, we'll call it 0020 Zulu. 73, everyone. KF6GPE.